Welcome to Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, where I use nature's landscapes as metaphors for your life, helping you to get back on track when you're stuck and don't know what to do. Whether that's when you're lost, lacking in focus, motivation or confidence, or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Send the situation you're grappling with on a coffee break as you explore one of nature's landscapes to gain insight and a different perspective you can apply to the situation later. Today I'd like to share with you an insight that crops up quite a bit during Landscaping Your Life walks with people, and especially when they resonate with can't see the wood for the trees. And there are other episodes where I explore that metaphor more, and I'll put a link to those in the show notes. But the one insight that crops up and I'd like us to focus on for this podcast is not planting more trees. Because if you think about it, when we can't see the wood for the trees, there's a lack of clarity, we don't know, we might be in overwhelm, we certainly don't know what to do. But we're trying to see the wood for all the trees that are currently there, and therefore planting more trees is just going to be unhelpful. And yet, isn't that what we do in life? It's as if we don't always recognise, oh yes, I can't see the wood for the trees, let me stop saying yes to things and stop saying adding new activities onto my to-do list, more things to think about. Oh well, this wood, I need to think about it even more than this wood. I need to think about a bigger wood. It's like, you know what? Let's just focus on the task in hand. What is the question that we're trying to resolve? Okay, until such time that we've got insight about that, let's not add any more trees. So in some respects, that's the insight for today. Rather than add in a whole load of new insight, extra insight, because when we go on a landscaping life walk for 2 hours or 3.5 hours, we're building on insight, we're building on patterns that we notice. But in this instance, I'm just inviting you to think about how, in a situation you can't see the wood for the trees about, are you not focusing on the blinking trees, but just focusing on new ones? And as I'm here in this wood in Fife, Scotland, yes, there's lots of trees that are growing from the ground because the acorns or the seeds have fallen from the trees. But they're just the noise, aren't they? That's not what we're trying to see. We're trying to see the sort of established trees, really. So yeah, this constant finding new ideas, the constant sending out seeds and paying attention to every seed. Can you imagine? And just bring to mind how draining that is. Oh, another seed. I mean, looking on the ground here, there's quite a few little saplings, I suppose, that are growing up. But it's no wonder we can't see the wood for the trees if we're planting more trees, and then we're paying attention to them, because that's just so energy sapping, energy draining. And I think quite often the reason that we're stuck is because our energy is being diverted away from the task in hand. So how is this podcast, how is the reason that you're listening to this podcast today, because yeah, you keep adding more into that to-do list, more things to think about, rather than going, so what is that one tree I need to focus on now? That's already established, that's already known, it's already in the ground. And how can you make sense of that in relation to the other trees that are already planted, that are already in the ground? And put a, can't think what the word is, a bar on planting any new trees, or certainly not focusing on any of those saplings. You know what? I'm going to decide, what am I going to do with this tree? And there's some trees, as I look round, they've been cut down. So it could be that you need to cut a tree down. It could be you need to focus on another part of the wood. But use the trees that you've currently got as a means for determining your action plan. Not ignoring the fact that you can't see the wood for the trees and going, oh no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about that. I'm just going to plant some more because I haven't got enough to think about, and so I think I should have new ideas. Do let me know in comments, email me, alison@alisonsmith.co. Just let me know what insight you got, what difference has hearing me talk about not planting more trees done for you. Because I suspect it counters logic, because we quite often see, you know, organisations, charities out there planting more trees. Landscaping Your Life Limited is a business partner for Scotland The Big Picture, and yeah, that they plant trees. So there is a time for planting trees, but that's when you've got a strategy, and it's not when you can't see the wood for the trees. They're actually planting trees when there aren't any trees and there aren't enough trees. They're not going into woods and planting more trees in woods that are already, you know, bountiful in trees. And I'll leave it there for this week. And as I have for every one of the episodes in this series, I'm going to share with you a poem that I think relates to the content. So I know the beginning of the series I was going out and embodying a poem out in nature. Just wasn't quite feeling it. Whereas what I'm realizing is if I go out into nature, share the insight I get into nature, I've either written a poem or, as I did the other week, write the poem while I'm out there. So see what you think about this poem. Let me know in comments. And yeah, until next week. Harder than it needed to be. I had choices, I just didn't take them. What I hadn't realised was how much energy was draining away each day. Energy being used fighting, slipping back rather than stepping forward. A hard slog. Hard work, nothing easy. Sometimes caught up in the belief whether it's never going to get better. It's just the way it is. I can't do it. Or it's impossible. Or unrealistic. Other times caught up in everyday living. Whether maintaining the box I was in, keeping the hamster wheel of work going, meeting others' expectations, or simply managing the limited energy available. Stuck. In a rut, the mud, or daily routines, going round in never-ending circles, not being able to see the wood for the trees, constantly feeling like a fish out of water, or being dangerously out on a limb. I had choices. I just didn't take them because I couldn't see them, because my viewpoint was restricted and the options available were hidden from view. My world had got smaller and I hadn't noticed. Noticing was the start of the journey to expanding my world. Noticing the multiple of options from an unrestricted viewpoint, seeing with new eyes, allowing me to let go of the limb, get back into the water, see the wood, break free of the circling and get back on track at last. Every day living reimagined, beliefs now supportive, energy replenishing every day, used to step forward and make progress. I have choices and I am taking them. If you've enjoyed today's episode of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, do please remember to follow the podcast so you're notified about future episodes. Leaving a review would also be very much appreciated. So too, telling family and friends if you think it would also be helpful for them. You'll find more about the Landscaping Your Life process in my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track, available from all online bookstockists, and by searching Landscaping Your Life on YouTube, Facebook and LinkedIn. Wishing you every success in using nature to landscape your life.